Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong,
Jack,
and Joe Getty.
Joey, baby.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Armstrong and Getty.
But I know this.
They're loco.
And everyone knows it.
But the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
So this is a shocking and really informative report from Steve Harrigan on Fox News, and I'm kicking myself a bit for not seeing this coming.
Would you like some of us to kick you also?
Oh boy, there's a line out the door of people volunteering. The topic in general is the blue states decriminalizing of crime, and there are various examples from various states, and the so-called criminal justice reform that your George Soros-sponsored DAs are participating in, where they look at who's incarcerated and say, hey, it's disproportionately black men, so obviously it's a racist system, so obviously we're just not going to charge anybody with serious crimes. Or we're going to reduce what were serious crimes down to misdemeanors and minor crimes, and nobody's going to pay attention at all. We've observed, and it was easy to predict. In fact, we did predict rather strenuously when California was voting on a couple of just idiotic ballot measures that this would lead to rampant crime. What I failed to get, and this is why I'm kicking myself, is that rampant crime being permitted leads to rampant profit from crime. And that the people who notice that rampant profit aren't just going to be local yokels who want to steal some stuff and get money for a car.
I thought,
or to take drugs or whatever.
I was told people are just stealing this stuff because the economy's so bad that they have to steal toothpaste and razors and other expensive items because they can't afford to buy them.
Well, if you believe that, you're dumber than the president's vicious dog, and you're being lied to. At any rate, Steve Harrigan fills in the blanks here on the free market of criminal enterprise at work. Start with 50, Michael.
Four states have formed a task force with the Homeland Security Department to battle organized retail theft. Different from shoplifting, due to the massive amounts being stolen, the sophistication of the thieves, and in some cases, law enforcement says, who is behind it? Drug cartels.
These are sophisticated transnational organized crime networks that have ties to Latin America. We call them South American theft groups, and they're associated with high-level criminal activity in the United States.
So that's your first clue. Hey, there's practically unlimited profit to be made in blue states by stealing. Transnational criminal organizations have noticed. They're now moving to exploit the lawlessness.
Yeah, I didn't immediately think of that when this trend started to go in with a trash bag and wipe the shelf clean of razor blades. But, yeah, I suppose that makes sense.
It was interesting. We were watching a video the other day. I guess it was that CBS News report in which they were reporting on rampant theft and crime and shoplifting, whatever you want to call it. And while they were filming the report, I think it was a CVS, they witnessed three different thefts. And the one dude, the video I watched, it was striking because he grabs several items that he wanted and strolls out as if he'd paid for them, utterly unhurried, unharried, unworried about anything. So it's that easy.
Yeah, I'm sure the first time you did it, he maybe looked around a little bit and thought, am I going to get away with this? But the 10th time you do it, you start to realize, oh, nobody's paying any attention.
Well, hell, you might as well say, hey, Jim, how are you? To the store manager. Rolling on with that report, please.
targeted theft on a massive scale is changing the way stores do business. Dollar Tree has stopped selling men's underwear. Ulta locks perfume in cases. Home Depot ties down power tools with steel cables. Employees are often caught in the middle, fired if they try to intervene, while at the same time at the risk of attack from thieves.
I love my job.
Donna Hansborough, a 68-year-old Lowe's employee, got it both ways. Punched in the face three times by a thief wheeling out a shopping cart, then fired for violating company policy. On Monday, Lowe's announced she'll get her job back.
Yeah, after there was a huge backlash in social media. I followed that story over the weekend. That was horrible. God, that whole thing of where you're not allowed to try to stop theft, and if you do, you'll get fired, yeah, while the person stealing stuff gets free, that is really maddening. Who's buying their underwear at the dollar store? I didn't know the dollar store sold underwear.
I'm happy to announce that I'm at the point in my life financially where I can go ahead and go to the Walmart, for instance, and get the highfalutin underwear at the Walmart.
The rich man's underpants from Target.
I would point out a couple of things about that little angle about the retail is changing and the people getting fired. First of all, clearly, it's made life worse for all of us.
Oh, sure.
Less convenient, just weird, and just not good. And the reason those store employees try to intercede, it's not their stuff, right? They're not going to lose any money over it. What it is human beings have an innate desire for justice. They don't like to see the rules we have all agreed on, the social compact, being violated. It's offensive. It makes us angry. And those employees are just standing up for humanity and civilization. And for that, they're being fired. But I warn ye, and I'm thinking about the Soviet Union and similar corrupt societies where people just give up hope. If you continually quash people's desire to see justice done, you will end up in a society you do not want to live in.
No, you'll get way more people who are willing to risk their safety to stop theft because they're so just offended by it. It, like, hurts your brain.
Right.
The idea of somebody gets to come in here and grab a drill off the shelf and walk out of the Lowe's bothers you so much you're willing to fight for it, even though it's not your money. Yeah, you kill that spirit, and people are going to flip to the other side. That's what happens in these countries like the Soviet Union or wherever. You just think, well, I'm going to start taking stuff. That's the, you know, when in Rome.
Yeah, if theft is the route to success, I will steal. So Steve goes into a little detail on how organized theft and shoplifting differ, but I think we can understand that. Let's skip to 53, Michael, to wrap it up.
One factor behind the double-digit growth of organized retail theft is the Internet. Third-party resellers can often move warehouses full of items online and remain anonymous.
They found an opportunity. They found something that was very easy to do and low risk. And so we've got to make it higher risk. We've got to make it lower reward. And we've got to make sure that they understand there are consequences.
Major retailers are pushing for online transparency to know who the high-volume Internet sellers are as a first step.
Need to make it higher risk and lower reward. You mean the way it has worked my whole life up until recently? Yeah.
And for hundreds of years? Yeah, that might be a good idea.
So, Katie, your husband is at a bank and gets a gun stuck in his face? Like, so what kind of an area are we talking about here before we hear the story?
It's small town, just, you know, all age ranges. Not very far from a school, across the street from a Safeway.
So not a janky, shady, kind of expect it there sort of place.
Mm-mm,
okay.
Not at all.
So what happened?
So he went to Wells Fargo around 2:30 in the afternoon. So, you know, middle of the afternoon. Walked
Boy, that's
out.
Not even on my mind. I pull into the bank at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Pulls in, goes inside, does whatever he has to do, and on the way out, he hears some commotion out in the parking lot. And when he walks out, there's another gentleman with him. He sees four guys, two of them with rifles.
Oh, my God.
Robbing this woman. One has her by the hair, and she's screaming. So my husband and the other gentleman went kind of walking in that direction, and the two guys pointed the guns right at them.
Right. You want a piece of this?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't, probably, is the answer.
And they proceeded to get her purse. They hit her with both of the rifles. I'm reading this morning. She's doing okay, but once in the back of the head and once in the temple. And then they all got into the car and drove off, and authorities are asking for any information.
Well, your husband had to be pretty concerned. I mean, somebody points a gun at you, that, you know, there's the opportunity that they're just going to actually shoot you.
Right, and that was his point. He was like, I wanted so badly to help and try to stop them from hurting this woman, but then there were two firearms pointed at his face.
Wow.
And thank God the victim is physically probably going to be okay, but she was beaten to the ground, beaten on the head to the ground by two men with guns who stole her stuff. She will never be the same.
No. No, and I'm reading this morning in the update, which is coming from her cousin, saying that she is okay, but she's very shaken up and does not want to go anywhere.
Well, that's horrible, obviously, but
yeah.
Your husband, I've never had a loaded gun pointed at me. I mean,
no,
that's not a minor thing.
Also very shaken up when he got home.
I'm sure.
A mixture of fear and, you know, and guilt because he wanted to help.
Yeah.
And anger, I'm sure.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, just right in the middle of the day.
Sure, so your animal brain reaction to that would be, when's the next time you're comfortable anywhere? After you get a gun pointed at you in the middle of the day just running an errand.
Mm-hmm. It would take a very long time, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, everybody involved. And my theory, which I am quite confident in, and I've seen it in kids and players on teams and dogs, including the president's vicious dog, an update on that coming up.
Wow.
If you set the limit at whatever, just to illustrate the point, level 3, the kid, the dog, the player, whatever, will experiment with level 4. They'll see if they can get away with level 4.
Sure.
And if they can, they will take a shot at level 5 and see what happens at level 5 until a firm stop is given to them. Likewise, when you decriminalize crime in these blue states in America, what used to be an arrestable offense and a serious repercussion for somebody's life is removed. They are going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And we have removed so many of the lines, they have now pushed to the point of, you know, strong-arm, gun-wielding robberies in the middle of the day in suburbia. How's your utopia coming along? Good Lord.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
True love is unconditional. It looks like showing up, giving someone a fresh start, a compassionate ear, or even just a smile between strangers.
At the Salvation Army, love gives beyond situation and season. While lights are sparkling and temperatures are dropping, you can be the difference for a family in need right in your local community.
Your donation puts presents under the tree today and food on the table all year long.
Warm hearts and homes beyond the Christmas season by dialing #250 on your phone and saying the keyword, The Salvation Army, at the prompt. Again, that's #250 and your keywords are The Salvation Army.
You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia that links to a donation form.
Help a neighbor in need throughout the holidays and beyond with the Salvation Army. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Salvation Army. It's easy to give. Dial #250 and use those keywords, the Salvation Army.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
500 Capitol Mall, Suite 2060, Sacramento, California, 95814. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, getting back to the theme of gender-bending madness, which is where we're going with this, Chino Valley Unified School Board had a meeting recently in which the board was going to vote on what are, to me, a set of mostly very common sense guidelines. You cannot change a kid's gender, start referring to her as him, calling her Jimmy, etc., and not tell the parents. You should not be offering gender-bending education to little kids and that sort of thing. It's horrific. And no less than the state superintendent of instruction, Tony Thurmond of Cal Unicornia, appeared at this Southern California school board meeting to try to talk them out of it. Now, we'll play what he said, and then I'll describe some of the visuals. Go ahead, Michael, with 27.
That nearly half of students who identify as being LGBTQ+ are considering suicide. I ask you to consider this, that the policy that you consider tonight not only may fall outside of the laws that respect privacy and safety for our students, but may put our students at risk because they may not be in homes where they can be safe.
Time. Time. Time.
And then Thurman tries to keep talking and shouting over, and just play the next clip.
Guys, be respectful. I am going to do a point of order, which I learned from a previous board president. Tony Thurman, I appreciate you being here tremendously. But here's the problem. We're here because of people like you. You're in Sacramento proposing things that pervert children. You had a chance to come and talk to me, Tony. By all means, you had a chance to come talk to me. Why was it so important for you to walk with my opponent? You are the very reason why we're in this.
May I have, as a point of order, As the board
president. No order, this is not your meeting. You may have a seat, because if I did that to you in Sacramento, you would not accept it. Please sit.
Can I get a point of order?
You're not going to blackmail us. You already sent us a blackmailing letter on previous.
Point of order.
You'll not bully us here in Chino. Please sit.
Point of order.
In Chino.
Point of order.
We're going to take a 5-minute break.
Point of
order. Just give me a point of order. Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second.
What are they chanting?
You know, I figured that out yesterday, and I can't remember now. We won't be bullied or something like that. And then the vote moments later.
And I'll do a roll call out of respect to my colleagues. Mr. Bridge.
No.
Mr. Monroe.
Yes.
Mr. Cruz.
Yes.
Mr. Na.
Aye.
And I'm a yes. The motion passes 4-1.
Wow, that's an exciting little deal.
Yeah, it was. And I'm told by folks in the area that there's an influential church in the area that is a fairly fundamentalist and is important in the school district. And sometimes maybe they even go overboard in what ought to be in schools and that sort of thing. But I find that practically irrelevant when you look at the fact that the vast majority of Americans, I mean huge majorities, think it's awful to be teaching little kids about, you know, gender fluidity and the gender-bred person. They're teaching this stuff in kindergarten. It's absolutely outrageous. It's sick. That video, by the way, which I became aware of through the Twitter account of a group called Gays Against Groomers. It's gay people who are absolutely not down with the wild radical gender theory crowd. They are much more sane and traditional in saying, no, I'm a guy. I'm a gay man. I'm a man. And a lot of these people are activists on the stop putting young effeminate men through surgeries and hormones because they're gay. They're not transgender. They're gay. Let them be gay. And we appreciate their assistance in fighting against the insanity, but. I say well done. Way to stand up to the big, impressive, far-left Sacramento bureaucrat who's trying to talk you into teaching sickness in your school. And the idea that, and I have a lot of information on this. We'll get to it at some point. But those studies that are always cited about, they're at 50% risk of suicide. That is cherry-picked garbage data. It is utterly scientifically invalid. And for the big bureaucrat to come down there and tell them, this is about privacy. Yeah, a confused 14-year-old being talked into being transgender by activist teachers and you not being informed about it. That's your the privacy is for the activists to do whatever they want. You can't give your kid a Tylenol, but the teachers can change their sex.
Armstrong and Getty.
What in God's name?
It's 100 on the crazy meter.
Well, that bad at Jeff Kerr.
Man, that makes my soul bleed.
That's insane.
It's a little too much Donkey Kong.
Unacceptable.
The reality is
things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Okay.
This is the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. Last year alone, our team recovered over $1 billion for our clients. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call us now as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 800-602-2200. That's 800-602-2200. Call now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
North Valley Distributing, 3081 Crossroads Drive, is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Journalist with The Atlantic sent out a request to his readers asking, what do people not get about your job? Or what do they get wrong about it? And he got hundreds and hundreds of answers and compiled some of his favorites. Here's a humanitarian. The biggest misconception I've found is that people think I must be a lovely person. I'm a humanitarian currently in a war zone. My friends often assume I'm standing on the back of a truck handing out supplies. But in fact, I'm currently sitting on a bench balancing my computer on my knee while I try to get enough internet to request more supplies from my logistics team and an updated budget from the finance team and more time to finalize a report that was due a week ago to a donor. The biggest misconception I've found is that people, especially on dating sites, think I must be a lovely person. I'm not saying I'm not nice, but I wouldn't have gotten very far in this job if I weren't ambitious, determined, and downright stubborn at times. The assumption is I do all this out of the goodness of my heart, but I'm highly well qualified. I don't know anyone in my job without a master's. Reasonably well paid, not compared to the private sector, but you can't spend much in a lockdown, so my finances are okay. And I do it because I love it, not because I think I should, et cetera, et cetera. Thought that was interesting.
One of the takeaways from when you were doing this list earlier is most people saying the thing I got into this job to do, I don't spend that much time doing, which is frustrating.
Oh, yeah, like the chef who says, I'm a middle manager. I do scheduling and ordering and stuff like that. That's 90% of my job.
I'm not pondering which cheese to add to my whatever to make it more delicious.
Right, exactly. More cheese. Always more cheese. If I don't want all the cheese, I'll get rid of it. An IT project manager. I found this so interesting. I actually have a good friend. It's the wife of one of my friends who does this. And I've never known her really to talk about tech. And I was a little confused by this, but
what's IT stand for?
Information technology.
Information technology. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a BA in geography, and I do just fine. Most people assume I was a developer or have a computer science or engineering degree, that I couldn't possibly be a good IT project manager without this background.
In geography. What do you want to be when you get a BA in geography?
I don't know. Look at maps and point out. See that? It's Belgium.
Great Plains or something, aren't they?
Flat.
You know what the most prominent grasses are?
Oh, boy. You know how many oceans there are? Really, just one. Take a look. You see, I'm right. So this IT project manager says, I have a BA in geography and do just fine in the IT world. Sure, I have limitations when the techies get into the weeds, but I can also use my lack of formal technical skills to my advantage. For one, I'm not too proud to ask the dumb or obvious questions that my tech colleagues avoid for fear of looking less, well, tech-savvy. No one expects me to know better.
Oh, wow.
And they don't say it, but unspoken, I think, is the... I look at this stuff like users look at it, not like experts look at it.
That's what the whole world of technology needs, is more people who can look at it like a user, like a regular person.
Yeah, you know what? I got to ask my friend about that and what she does specifically. Anyway, a couple of lobbyists answered the question in interesting ways. What do people not understand about my job?
I assume you hang around in the lobby.
Most people assume lobbying is legal money laundering. Most people are quite correct, writes this one. I worked as a lobbyist at the Texas Capitol for more than 20 years. Most people assume lobbying is legal money laundering, and most people are quite correct. However, not all lobbyists are money changers in the temple. In fact, many of us do not make campaign contributions at all. We don't wine and dine legislators, or even work for big corporations or special interests. Many lobbyists also represent low-income families, nonprofit organizations, and, well, the not-so-horrible stuff. Another lobbyist said, first, I don't buy elected officials. The money is used to build a relationship and keep them in office. I never buy votes or access. That's an interesting couple of sentences, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that sentence contradicts the first sentence.
Yeah. There are bad apples. We see them all the time. Most of us are ethically bound to never blend the line of an ask for a vote or a favor and handing over a check. But again,
that's got to be a very squishy area.
Sure. I write you a big campaign check, then show up 2 weeks later and say, this is a really important vote for us.
Or I take you out to eat at super fancy restaurants all the time and talk about my thing, and you come because the restaurant's so nice. I mean, I don't know.
Second, I'm not a fat cat. Well, there are some exceptions. The reception grip and grin is basically it. Sure, I can eat and drink well, but we spend 90% of our day walking from office to office. Third, and this is the part I really liked or was intrigued by, the American process isn't broken. It's just super, super slow and complicated. Hundreds of bills are signed into law each year. Getting those done is a considerable lift because only small groups care about them versus, say, the big transportation bill, clean energy investments, or the CHIPS or Science Act. The small laws change people's lives a lot more than anyone knows. Partisanship is real and a myth at the same time. The GOP hated Trump. The Dems don't like Biden. The question is, do they have the muster to admit it publicly? There are good people on both sides, but more often than not, the names you hear a lot, a few Southern and New England senators, are totally in it for the headlines. The rest want to get stuff done. New England said, oh, Bernie. Talking about Bernie and maybe what, Lindsey Graham?
I don't think Bernie's in it for the headlines. I think he's a socialist. An out and proud socialist, has been his whole life. But anyway, don't want to get up on that.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. I'm trying to figure out who they're referring to. The neurologist or the neuroscientist stuff is really interesting, but it's really long. And we'll publish this whole thing for you or link it at armstrongandgetty.com. What time is it?
What is it? Yeah, people think I drill into people's brains every day.
It's like every other day. So Derek Thompson is a journalist. He writes for The Atlantic mostly about work, technology, and that sort of thing. And he put out the word to the people who like his column, hey, what do people not get about your job? And he expected a few dozen responses and got several hundred. And he's compiled what he considered the most interesting ones. And we've been enjoying going through some of them. And I've saved some of the best for last. Let me scroll down. Nurse. What people don't get about being a nurse. Patients in the hospital have no idea how much bull-ass danger and negative experiences we keep from reaching them. Even when we're not physically with you, we're advocating for you and coordinating your care. We collaborate with pharmacy, respiratory, doctors, consulting teams, case management, social work, dietary nutrition, imaging, physical therapy, occupational therapy, lab, phlebotomy, central supply, environmental services, transportation, even the chaplain. We're the middleman for all of those for every single patient. There's so much going on in the background in addition to what patients see.
Wow. Thanks for keeping it from me while I'm laying there, you know, in pain.
Well, and I know some nurses and people in nurse training programs and stuff like that. It's absolutely brutal how short-staffed hospitals are these days in the name of profit. I'm not an expert on it, but it is a serious problem. And by the way, if you're in any of these professions and you'd like to expound, hit us with an email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Maybe we'll share them tomorrow or soon, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. I'm going to go past a couple quickly because I want to get to my favorite. Opera singer said it's a lot more like a professional athlete than you'd think. You have to have talent, but it's more like being a professional athlete than a delicate artiste. You start out with some talent and spend years of your life and a lot of money developing and honing and perfecting that talent to be viable and appealing to opera companies and other performing arts organizations. And then you've got to maintain it like an athlete and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was thinking about that for sports or musicians or especially. You spend way more time practicing than doing it at the level that, you know, you got into it for, right?
So a thousand times.
Yeah. But it's not even close. So you got to like shooting baskets alone in a gym if you're Steph Curry, because you're going to spend a thousand times more time doing that than you are in front of the cheering crowd.
Yeah, yeah. And the only thing I'd throw into that, having warbled rock and roll music at times, is it's much more physical than people imagine who don't do it. Playing and singing for an hour and a half, 2 hours, is exhausting. It's amazing that so many drug addicts can do it, but you develop those muscles.
Well, they tend to be young usually, but.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. A pastor, one of the more interesting things he said is the funerals are a lot more interesting than the weddings because you get down to what really matters about life.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas really weddings are just cheery, cheery. Hey, hey, isn't this wonderful? A pharmacist, the most interesting thing the pharmacist said was, I think most people would be shocked to learn how anti-medication some of us are.
Oh, wow.
Medications are seldom the sole factor when it comes to addressing health issues, and polypharmacy, that's taking more than one drug, leads to countless adverse reactions, increases the risk of medication errors, and ultimately enriches drug companies who want you to remain unwell. So a lot of pharmacists are really medicine skeptical. I'd like to know more about that. Are you a pharmacist? Please expound. Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
I can see how if you're giving, like, just to use a very broad example, if you're giving some really overweight person their various blood pressure medicine, for instance, regularly, mm-hmm. thinking, have you tried something, not a pill, that might fix this problem?
Yeah, yeah. The screenwriter one I thought was so interesting because I've written several screenplays and I like writing and that sort of thing, but I've never had time to pitch them, really. And so it was just kind of an exercise for my brain that I enjoyed. This guy says, most of the job involves talking, not writing. I like writing. I like the battle that goes on between my brain and the blank page, blah, blah, blah. But there's the thing nobody tells you when you decide you want to be a screenwriter, especially a TV writer. Most of your job involves talking, not writing. You have to sell producers on your ideas. Then you have to discuss their notes. Then you have to do it all over again with the studios and then the networks. And then you have to do it even more as your script veers chaotically toward production and more collaborators get involved. You have to talk to directors and actors. It's endless. The business of writing in Hollywood, then, is really the business of talking. If you only want to write, don't come to Hollywood.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then this is my favorite, and I am so sorry I can't swear on the air. Because it's from a sailor, and it is riddled with obscenities. I am going to say ducking.
He swears like a sailor.
It's a she.
She swears like a sailor.
Which I'll explain in a second. And the GD bomb, I don't want to offend our devout listeners. I'll say gall darn, even though a lot of people say that's too close, but I don't, you know, forgive us. We're sailors.
Gall darn is too close?
Yeah, I know. So the sailor says, I'm a sailor by profession, a delivery skipper to be exact. My husband and I deliver brand new sailboats all over the planet. Before anyone gets their panties all in a wad, let me just inform you that, yes, swearing like a sailor is a real thing.
No.
Because, well, we all, oh my God, get the dump button ready, Michael. Because, well, we all ducking swear like sailors. Here's some big myths about my job and the actual reality. You guys are living the dream. If one more person says that to me, I'm going to ducking throat punch them. Of course we're not. Whose ducking dream is it to have a god-dy hurricane form overhead while they're working? We've had it happen, and it sucks. There's nowhere to run and hide. You must have a great time out there watching the sunset, kicking back, having a beer. What a life. F you. We don't drink while sailing. You'd be an idiot to drink while sailing, even on your own boat. When things go wrong at sea, things go wrong very, very fast, and it's usually a cascading series of events. If you're hanging out here being a drunk, ducking slob, chances are you're going to get hurt, hurt someone, or die, or all of the above. It takes that long to get to Tahiti? Don't you stop? What are you, a ducking moron? And I'll point out again, this is the chick. She's the fairer sex. What does her husband sound like? There's nothing out there. Look at a GD map. At one point in the middle of the Pacific, we're in what is called the null zone. We're actually closer to the people on the International Space Station than we are to actual land and people.
Fascinating.
It's a very cool fact, but also intimidating. If something goes very, very wrong, who are we going to call for help? Buzz ducking Lightyear? When I'm sailing the boat, my husband sleeps and vice versa. We see each other at watch change in our one big meal a day, dinner. Unless something goes wrong, then it's all hands on deck until it's not wrong anymore. That could be anywhere from 4 hours to 4 days or more.
That's very funny, but you chose the lifestyle, and sorry for me thinking you probably chose it because you liked it.
She's going to ducking throat punch you.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
True love is unconditional. It looks like showing up, giving someone a fresh start, a compassionate ear, or even just a smile between strangers.
At the Salvation Army, love gives beyond situation and season. While lights are sparkling and temperatures are dropping, you can be the difference for a family in need right in your local community.
Your donation puts presents under the tree today and food on the table all year long.
Warm hearts and homes beyond the Christmas season by dialing #250 on your phone and saying the keyword, the Salvation Army, at the prompt. Again, that's #250 and your keywords are the Salvation Army.
You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia that links to a donation form.
Help a neighbor in need throughout the holidays and beyond with the Salvation Army. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Salvation Army. It's easy to give. Dial #250 and use those keywords, the Salvation Army.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit, Hims.com/joy.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What you're listening to now is the Armstrong and Getty Show, but make sure to check out our many podcasts.
There's Armstrong and Getty Extra Large, featuring interviews with interesting people. There's Armstrong and Getty Select Cuts, that's short highlights from the radio show. And Armstrong and Getty One More Thing, featuring stuff you don't hear on the radio show ever.
All are free, and all are available on the iHeart app or wherever you like to download your podcasts.
Generation Z wants to cancel the hostile, using quotes, hostile thumbs up emoji, and wants to ban 9 others. Gen Zers are calling out the popular thumbs up emoji for being rude and hostile, even saying they feel attacked whenever they see it used in the workplace.
Oh, shut up.
Well, what I didn't realize is, for younger people, and they quote a whole bunch of people on Reddit, this got started on a Reddit thread, and a whole bunch of other people joined in, for whatever reason, under a certain age, it's a different thing than it is for people who are older than that. So if I say, the meetings have got moved till 6 o'clock, and Joe sends me the thumbs up emoji, it's just, I assume, it means...
Sounds good.
Yeah, but for you, the younger crowd, it's sarcastic. It's a, nice job, the thumbs up emoji is. It's a sarcastic, passive-aggressive, sarcastic and passive-aggressive.
So they're misinterpreting what I'm saying, therefore I should change. No, you should learn the way it's, you're young, you're inexperienced, you're dopey.
Child.
Learn what people mean.
Well, perhaps you're misinterpreting the way, emojis are a young person thing. You're misinterpreting the way it was meant to be.
I am old. I am powerful. I hold great wealth and position. Conform to me, child. That's my message to them.
I mean, I have.
And I'm only partly kidding. If my boss, my first job, actually my first, like every freaking job I had until, the show really hit, and now they're careful around us. But anyway, in my first couple of jobs, the idea that my boss would say something and I would just demand he change the way he's talking as opposed to saying to somebody, what do you mean? Oh, okay. Come on!
So these younger Redditors say they get the thumbs up emoji and it's confusing to them. They think, so am I not supposed to be at the meeting at that time? Or was that a bad idea to suggest that? Or, for younger people, the thumbs up emoji is used to be passive aggressive. One person saying it's super rude if someone just sends you a thumbs up reaction to something. I had a weird time adjusting because I'd been using it differently. Older workers appeared flummoxed by the reaction, noting that they use the thumbs up in work-related chats to signal I approve, or I understand, or will obey.
Some older workers even went on angry rants on the radio.
part of the issue is that young people tend to use the thumbs up in jest. I only use it sarcastically, said this 24-year-old.
Okay.
So, it's worth knowing, if I'm interacting with anybody younger, to know that a lot of them interpret it as sarcasm.
It is interesting, sociolinguistically. On the other hand, the idea that because, youngsters freak out, the plain, straightforward meaning should no longer be used, I just disagree.
Everyone in my office doesn't do it, but the Gen X people always use the emoji, wrote this one woman who worked in an office place. She's younger. Took me a bit to adjust and get out of my head that it means that doesn't mean that they're mad at me. So
again, the tragedy of having to adjust at something early in your career. Adjust to something, I should say.
It's pretty hilarious, though. You're the 50-year-old office manager woman, and you send the thumbs up emoji to someone, and they think you're attacking them or being sarcastic.
Right. You were a child.
Oh,
something
great else. Job. Congratulations is what they're receiving. What else? Oh, there are a bunch of others that they're the Reddit list of emojis they feel like should be canceled because they're mean-spirited or whatever. Thumbs up was number one on the list, followed by the red heart, the okay hand, the check mark, poo, a little stack of poo. I don't like that. I don't use any emojis. But the last one I would ever use, if I use them, is going to be a little stack of poo.
Fecal matter.
That's right, Johnny. It's odd that you would be moderating this discussion as you have this weird fear of emojis.
I have a Taliban-like stance on emojis. Yes, I do.
Emojophobia. Yes, yes.
Armstrong and Getty.
That's not inspiring.
It's not fair.
It seems irresponsible.
It's cold.
It's not a victory. It's a surrender.
It's so childish. It's so juvenile.
Yeah.
This is great.
This is the Armstrong and Getty Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.